O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 8, verses 35 through 39. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Nothing Can Separate by Lucy Grimble and Matt Redman. This song beautifully sets today's Romans 8 text with a lively melody, backup choir, and full band. On the chorus, each melodic phrase ascends higher and higher, allowing the words, "No height, no depth, no width, no length, nothing can separate," to be aurally conveyed.
Heart of my Father, it never forsakes, it won't walk away. God, the precious love is running after us, singing, "No height, no depth, no width, no length, nothing can
Romans 8, verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
In typical Paul style, our passage today opens with a question in order to draw out an amazing truth. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? For myself, and for perhaps many of us, I think I brought in some skewed expectations into my Christian life when I first met Jesus. I thought that after having Jesus in my life would just be victory after victory. But notice the things we may face after we've already been joined to the love of Christ. Paul says we may face tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, the sword, like sheep being slaughtered. In moments of suffering like this, our hearts immediately drift to the question, God, where are you? Have you abandoned me? This is when we need this verse. Suffering does not mean God is far away. And we can know that by looking to the cross, where Jesus himself suffers out of love for us. He paid for our sins so that someday he can end evil and suffering without ending us. So when we ask the question, why would God allow this suffering to come into my life? We can know what the answer isn't. It can't be that he doesn't love us. Our passage teaches us that instead we can be confident that God's love is present in us even when we are in the midst of suffering, in the midst of grief and loss, in the midst of overwhelming anxiety, in the midst of dark depression, in the midst of loneliness, feeling lost, in the hospital room. Can any of these things break God's loving presence away from us? Paul goes on to say that not even death itself can separate us. In fact, death only brings us closer. This is what it means to not just be a conqueror, but more than a conqueror, like Paul says. My initial expectation of victory needed to be altered to a different sort of victory. The greatest enemy, death, now brings us into God's loving presence. The truth of today's passage should compel us to boldness, to risky obedience, to hope amidst hardship. God's love triumphs in the end, but even beyond triumphing in the end, it's with us in the middle too. C.S. Lewis wrote, "They say of some temporal suffering, no future bliss can make up for it, not knowing that heaven, once attained, will work backwards and turn even that agony into a glory. One day we will look back and see God's love intertwined into our whole lives. God's love is with you now, and nothing will ever separate you from it."
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your grace that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.